The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sisters sent word to him, saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness will not end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? No one walks during the day. If one walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." He said this, and then told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death, while they thought he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, "Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us go also to die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, he will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise on the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." "Do you believe this?" she said to him. "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him, for Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So the Jews who were with her in the house comforting her saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her, presuming she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
It may seem like a strange question, but still, I want to begin by asking, what do you want? Do you want to live, or do you want to die? Our faith, our Catholic faith, teaches us if we have the Spirit of Christ in us, even in death, we will live. There are many miracles happening in this story of Lazarus, many blessings, souls being saved, faith is being strengthened, trust in Jesus is being formed within the hearts of the disciples. Jesus wants us to receive this most important of all graces, the grace to believe that we will live with him forever. And Lazarus is proof that death, sin, suffering, all that we endure in this life, it has no power with Jesus. Jesus has conquered death. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead, not for Lazarus, for us. He does it for his closest friends in this gospel, his followers, his disciples. But we are also his closest friends, his followers, who, while we may be doubting at times his divine will, he still loves us. He performs his miracle, this miracle, so that we can see with the eyes of faith that God wants us to live. You can remain in the flesh if you want. If you choose sin and death, if you choose the things of this world over the love of God, you have to be ready for the consequences. We have to be ready to receive the appropriate consequences. Because sin is not going to ignore you. Sin is often like a slow-moving, undetectable disease. It will move slowly. It will grow slowly. We will think, it's not that much of a problem. And then over time, that sin becomes ordinary. And we find it hard not to live in sin. It overtakes us. Then, when the time is right, it takes over our minds and hearts and souls. You can detect this if you ever go to confession and say to yourself, I don't understand why I keep committing this same sin over and over. Sin is relentless. In the raising of Lazarus, Jesus teaches us possibly the most important of all spiritual lessons. You do not have the power to free or heal yourself from the death of sin. We need Jesus if we want to live. We need Jesus if we want to be free. We need to commit our lives to the power and love of Jesus if we want to be free. We must follow Jesus if we want to know the way to heaven. Jesus loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, as the scriptures tell us. They were intimate friends. They spent a lot of time together during their lives. Jesus does not want to lose his friends. His love for these three siblings of the Bible, it's important because it is how much he loves us. The love he shows for Lazarus, for Martha, for Mary, for his disciples, for all. It's how he loves us. Jesus wants to raise our souls. He wants to save us from sin and death. He wants to bring us safely to the Father's house. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, free us from the death of sin. By the way, this is what happens in the sacrament of confession. The grace of confession raises the souls, our souls, from the dead and brings the soul back into right relationship with God and his church. When we get up and go to pray our penance after confession, it's like coming out of the tomb, like Lazarus. We come out of the tomb into the light of Jesus, who is there, waiting for us, to embrace us. Today, Jesus invites us to confess, to get up, and to move toward the light of divine mercy and truth. Jesus wants us to live. Jesus loves you. Jesus, love us forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.